Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here at the National Religious Broadcasters Association, so you'll hear some noise in the background, but I'm with Bob Russell, and we want to talk about some of the things that God has done in your life, and particularly acts of God. Acts of God. In fact, you can go to his website, actsofgodthemovie.com. So, Bob, can I call you Bob?
Please
do.
You
can call me Rose.
Okay, thank you.
Tell me about your childhood. You know, parents are always interested. How was the foundation laid for you to be who you are today?
Well, I grew up in a wonderful Christian home. My father was just a blue-collar worker, but we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, every time the doors were open. And that godly example led to, there were six children. All six of us went on to Bible college and into some kind of ministry. And I went to Cincinnati Bible College in Cincinnati, Ohio. And at age 22, I became the minister of Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And I stayed at that same church for 40 years.
And you started out with about, 120 members?
We were meeting in a basement of a house at that time, huh?
And it grew to how many members?
Well, we had about 18,000 in attendance. I'm not sure how many members there were, but it grew to be a large church. God really blessed the Word of God as it was preached, and it was a fertile soil, and I'm really thankful for the experience that I had there. I stepped aside from the local pastorate in 2006 and have been traveling and speaking and writing and doing mentoring groups for preachers, and I've really enjoyed this new chapter of my life. And a part of what I'm doing has been associated with City on a Hill Productions in Louisville. They've produced a number of Christian films, and their latest is one called Acts of God. And it's about why bad things happen to good people, or basically, why does God permit Christian people to suffer? That is a question that every Christian is going to ask at one time or another, and it's a challenge from unbelievers as well. They will say, if God is all powerful and if God is all loving, why does he permit cancer? Why does he permit tragic deaths of children? Why does he permit war? And we need to equip Christian people to be able to answer that question.
So do you consider those bad things acts of God?
Well, you know, in insurance, so many times tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes are called acts of God. And maybe the movie ought to have a question mark on it. Are they acts of God? Because I think a lot of the tragedy that happens because we are in a fallen world. Mm-hmm. And the book of Romans says the whole creation is groaning, longing to be redeemed. But these things do happen. And God, who is all-powerful, permits them to happen. I don't know that he causes everything that happens, but he permits them to happen. So this movie talks about why God permits things to happen, but more importantly, it focuses on individual reactions. How do people handle the tragedies that come their way? And there are four different stories that are interwoven, four different couples who are going through infertility, who are going through cancer, who are going through the tragic death of one of their children, who are going through post-traumatic stress syndrome, and how they cope with those issues. And the movie is so real. It is not a hokey movie. It is not, it's all over and God wraps it up in 30 minutes kind of movie. But when people come out of there because they identify with the responses in the movie and because it does have a positive ending, reminding us of the ultimate hope we have in Christ, I think they come out with a spirit of hope.
Now, how can our listeners see this film?
Well, it is available in some theaters if they'll watch for it, or if what we're encouraging people to do, especially pastors, is to bring this film into their church. There is a full-length, hour and 45-minute film that is a storyline and very well done. And accompanying to that, there is a small group study available. And the small group study takes clips from the movie and then breaks off, and I do teaching about the life of Joseph. Usually when we talk about suffering, we go straight to the book of Job. But, you know, Joseph in the Old Testament, one of my favorite characters, and he has a lot of tragedies that happen to him. And in the end, God works it out. But it takes a while to get there. So there's a small group study for 6 weeks on the life of Joseph. And there's a small group study guide. There's also a sermon series provided in this packet that I've written six sermons on the life of Job that or on the life of Joseph that preachers can use. And then there's a book called Acts of God that is also available. It's published by Moody Press. So there's a whole package that's available for churches. I just came from a church last weekend in Greenwood, Mississippi, and the preacher showed the full-length film on Saturday night and Sunday night. And then he's beginning a series of sermons on suffering. And his church is going to do a small group study. And I think that's probably the best way they can see the film is to encourage their pastor to provide it in their church.
Let's look at the life of Joseph. I mean, you could probably have picked other biblical characters as well. Almost every biblical character that I can think of goes through kind of a suffering time. You know,
no question. You could, whether it's Abraham or the Apostle Paul, go all the way through the Bible. Joseph, you think about Joseph, he grew up in a dysfunctional family. His brothers abused him, his mother died, and then he gets sold to slaves. I love the phrase, it just so happened that some Ishmaelite traders came by. How many times in the Bible it just so happened that God intervened? But he's a slave for over a decade. He's falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and thrown into prison for doing the right thing. And then even in prison, he tries to bloom where he's planted. But then he meets the cupbearer of Pharaoh, hopes he must anticipate that he's going to be released. And the cupbearer promises he'll say a good word on his behalf to Pharaoh. And then the next phrase in the Bible is, 2 full years passed, and Joseph is forgotten by the people he helped. And then, you know, one of his most severe tests is he's suddenly promoted. And if you can handle a promotion, Thomas Carlyle, the British essayist, said, "For every person who can withstand prosperity, there are 100 that can withstand adversity."
Yeah.
And Joseph was able to handle prosperity. And then here come his brothers down to Egypt, bow down before him, and his dreams fulfilled. Now he's got them right where he wants them, and he can get revenge with them.
Yeah.
But he handles that well, and he forgives his brothers. This just an amazing character in the Bible. But he goes through one difficult period after another. It's not over in a few weeks' time. But Oswald Sanders once said, "Not every man can carry a full cup."
Yes.
But Joseph carried a full cup, and he handled all the adversity and the prosperity very well.
I mean, us looking back at Joseph's life, we feel quite justified that evil did not prevail, that eventually he got this high honor. And from our worldly perspective, you know, he's rewarded for all of the things that he's gone through.
But only after a couple of decades, you know, and he didn't have a Gideon Bible in the jail showing him what was going to happen. I mean, he didn't know what was going to happen. And I think when we go through suffering, God asks two things of us. He asks us to trust, and he asks us to wait.
Yes.
And that's hard to do. That's one of the things this film, Acts of God, shows, that tragedy is ongoing. Tragedy isn't, the hurt isn't over in a day's time, but in the end, God's word is true. All things will work together for good to those that love him.
For all of the Bible stories that end in a positive, you know, like Joseph, well, Moses, you know, he went through his desolate time too. He probably felt anointed and all the training he had to be a leader. It seemed just like, you know, God was preparing him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. But then he ends up, too, in a desert type of experience. And then he gets called back. At that point, you know, he's quite humble and doesn't want to do it. But, you know, he does it. And then in the end, he doesn't get to see the promised land.
Yep. It just the Bible has a lot of stories that are very real that Moses accomplished God's will. And it's not a story about Moses. It's a story about God.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I like the fact that Moses did see the promised land.
Yes.
In the transfiguration when Moses appeared on the mountain with Elijah and Jesus, he was standing in the promised land. So it kind of,
yes.
So you know, God does reward
really
him in the end. Really in the
promised land.
That's right.
He got to go to the real promised land. But what about John the Baptist? You know, the greatest, Jesus calls him the greatest prophet of all times. But his end, his ultimate end was to be beheaded.
Yeah, and that's a good example, too, that it's not about John the Baptist. He's preparing the way for Jesus, and when Jesus steps on the scene, John the Baptist is beheaded for his courageous stand against the immorality of Herod, and as a result, John the Baptist is taken off the scene. But God's judgment and the hope of heaven, and we believe that in the end God is going to reward us, but our reward is not on this earth. We set our affections on the things that are above. And there are a lot of people in this world that go through suffering and hurt, and we don't see a positive end.
Yeah.
You know, you think Jim Elliot, the martyred missionary, why would God take him at a young age? Well, you know, think about the missionaries that were encouraged to go because of his testimony. And we can see years later how God turned things around for good. But sometimes those people are taken off the scene, and their reward is not in this world. Like Abraham, we look for a city whose builder and maker is God.
Yes. We have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I want to get back to the plot line for Acts of God. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion, or partner with us. Send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, or call us at 301-824-3162.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
My uncle is going to die of AIDS any day. Is he going to go to heaven when Jesus comes? He's gay.
Let's think this through. Heaven will be a recreation of Eden. The animals live peacefully together, flowers never die, there's no violence or pain, no anger and sadness. Everything is as it was in the beginning, including God's ideal for human relationships. Listen to these words spoken by Jesus. At the beginning, the Creator made them male and female. And for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Matthew 19:4 and 5, NIV. Homosexuality didn't exist before sin entered the world. It will not exist in heaven. People who maintain a gay lifestyle will not be in heaven because God knows they'd be miserable there. But if your uncle chooses to accept the future as God has designed it and asks his loving Savior to help him make some changes in his attitude, heaven will be his home when Jesus comes. He'll find it a joyous place filled with thousands who fought the same battle he has fought and won their own victories with Christ's help. If you'd like to learn more about God and his amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's Treasure Chest.
Welcome back. I'm talking with Pastor Bob Russell, and we've been talking about acts of God. How does the biblical experiences help prepare us for the acts of God that happen in our lives right now? Maybe you can explain to us what role you played in this movie, The Acts of God.
Well, originally they came to me and said, we're producing this movie for Trinity Broadcast Network on why bad things are permitted to happen to good people. And we would like to have six small group studies that spin off of this for churches, small groups. Would you be the teacher in the small group studies? And I said, oh, sure, I'll be glad to do that. It'll be stretching a little bit for me, but I'll be willing to do that. Then they said, you know, there's a role, a minor role for a preacher in the movie, and it would really make it smooth if you could play the role of the preacher and then just kind of step aside and do the small group studies. I said, listen, I have not acted, not in a high school play, not in a church drama. I've never done that. They said, would you be willing to try? I said, I'll be willing to try if you promise me if it turns out hokey, you'll tell me it's hokey. My feelings won't be hurt. Okay, cause I don't want to be goofy. Yeah. They said, well, you just be yourself. So I play the role of, there's a role of a preacher in the movie because the three of the families are involved in the church to some degree. So I, for example, in one scene, there is a young woman whose daughter has been killed in an automobile accident. And I go to her home to try to have a comforting counseling session with her. And we have a conversation at the door. And I preach the funeral at the little child's service and some roles like that. And it was easy for me, actually, because there was a role of a preacher that I had done many times. So I don't think it's hokey, but I actually got so I enjoyed seeing what goes on behind the scenes and making a full-length movie.
Yeah, so have you thought about, I mean, I know that I come from a pretty conservative Christian background where we didn't go to movies. And so I imagine that you probably have gone through that transition too when you look through your life where you didn't go into a theater, you didn't go to movies, and now you're actually acting in a movie. How is that justified?
Well, when we get to heaven, don't tell my mom and dad that I produced a movie or I participated in a movie, because I, like you, I grew up in a setting where I was not permitted to go to movies. And I remember the first movie that my parents reluctantly permitted me to go to, and that was Ben-Hur. And I went to see Ben-Hur, and then they realized that, you know, it is a medium that God can use. The medium itself is not evil. It can be used for good or evil. And boy, we know what happens in a lot of secular movies today is not something that's healthy. However, here's a movie with a Christian theme and no profanity and dealing honestly with the question of why God permits suffering. And this can, I am convinced, can really help some people who are going through some tough times.
Yeah.
I've been at some previews of this film, Acts of God, and some people will come out and say, boy, this is a heavy film, but I had a son killed in an automobile accident years ago. This really helped me. Thank you for doing this film. Or I've got a son who's suffering with post-traumatic stress syndrome, and I've got to get him to see this film because he can identify with the guy in the film who struggles with that. So I see God using this medium to really minister to people, and I have the world of respect for my parents, and I can understand why they didn't let me go to movies, but I think that this kind of Christian film can really be used of the Lord to bless people.
And just acts of God, I think as we look around, we can see, you know, the winds of strife are really escalating, and the natural calamities are escalating. You know, people haven't seen such devastation with tsunamis and earthquakes and things that, you know, a insurance company might really call an act of God. Do you see in this a call to the general public to turn to God?
No question. You know, I was with a guy on a golf course several weeks ago, and he said, preacher, I'm not a religious man, but I know something's wrong.
Yeah.
We're losing our moral foundation. And I think the tragedies in nature, the breakdown of countries and violence and the terrorism that are threatening are alerting people that maybe we're coming to the last days and maybe God is trying to shake us and to shake us awake. So, you know, many people won't darken the door of a church or they won't pick up a Christian book, but they will go see a film. And this film, acts of God, once it starts, it kind of gets hold of people, and it's heavy and it's intense, but they want to see the end.
Yeah.
And the end is a positive message about, hey, what if there's hope on the other side? What if I wake up and my cancer is healed and my little daughter is there and it's worth holding on to? So I think this film can plow some hard ground and stir some interest on the part of people in the secular world that maybe wouldn't go to church otherwise.
And does it take it to that conclusion? You mentioned, you know, be reunited with your loved one that passed away and waking up healed again. Does it take it all the way to that?
There's not an invitation at the end of the movie. It is intended to plow hard soil and to mm-hmm. raise the questions, but it definitely talks about, I think the highlight of the film to me is about 7 or 8 minutes before the end, when the girl dying of cancer says, what if I wake up on the other side and all my cancer is gone and I have this hope? And at the end, the girl whose daughter is killed by a drunk driver decides that she is going to forgive him because there is a good God.
Yes.
And he won't be pleased with me. I can't expect to see my daughter and my husband in heaven someday if I'm harboring bitterness and resentment. So I've got to forgive you. That will not be easy, but I'm going to wake up every day and forgive you, because there is a good God and there is a heaven waiting for me someday.
Is there something that our listeners can do as far as getting this movie into the local theater?
Well, I think that they can, it all depends on how well they know the process of contacting the local theater. But the best way to do that is to talk with their preacher about and say, I'd like to see this movie, Acts of God. Could we show it in our church? And let the preacher see it. And I think once the preacher sees this film, he'll know that it can be helpful to him and to his congregation and can equip his people. And I hope it would be shown in a lot of theaters, but we have no guarantee of that. But we can show it in a lot of churches.
Yes.
And actually, you know what? If we show it in churches and people invite their unsaved friends to come see it, that's mm-hmm. probably going to be the most productive in the end.
A great way to connect those wanderers mm-hmm. back to home again, bring them back home again. You're not, you know, pointing a finger at them and their sins.
It's hard to watch this. It's hard to watch this film without crying.
Yeah.
And I've seen it a number of times. I still tear up. And I'm not a person who tears up a lot. But these circumstances that hurt people are so real, and the response is so real that it softens the heart.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the reasons that people aren't responding to the gospel is their hearts are hard.
That's right.
And a movie like this softens the heart and cultivates hard soil and allows the seed of the gospel to be planted.
I praise God for his gift of imagination. You know, really, whoever thinks up the storyline,
isn't that
and
the truth?
Writes them.
That's the truth. God has just gifted people in different ways. And I had never been behind the scenes in filmmaking. And I was aware when I went through this that God has equipped people with special gifts to communicate his gospel in various ways. I can get up and preach, or I can get up and teach, but I wouldn't know anything about making a film. But they've done this in a very effective way. And I hope people go see this movie or ask their preacher about Acts of God.
Well, we've been talking to Bob Russell, Pastor Bob Russell, and you can go to the website actsofgodthemovie.com. We encourage each one of you to do so. Thank you so much for being with us on our show
today.
Well,
thank you, Rose. I've enjoyed being with you. Thank you.
Yes, I have one last thing to say. That's God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word. MRGMediaMinistries.com.